Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, the Girl Scouts are getting harassed at record levels. I don't know what is wrong with this country. People have got to be losing it. But I guess, as with everything on our planet, it isn't getting kind of politicized. And so, apparently, Girl Scouts are being accused of working with Planned Parenthood. I don't know. I mean, I haven't found a link. Please don't let me know if I'm wrong. As far as I know, Girl Scouts are not linked to Planned Parenthood. They're not linked to abortions. Girl Scouts are supposed to be apolitical, but again, school me if I'm wrong. But either way, even if they are, that there is no reason for people to be harassing these little girls. I mean, you shouldn't be harassing anybody for their political beliefs, but. I mean, I'm just blown away that something like this is going on. So there are reports from parents, from scout leaders, that Girl Scouts are facing more and more harassment than ever. MSM wrote a piece on this saying that even though the door-to-door sales might be slowing down, Girl Scouts serving their communities is not going away, and we don't want it to. The girls will do, and I don't want to call them girls, but the scouts, they learn leadership, organization, teamwork. I was a Girl Scout for about a year. My folks moved a lot, so I never got to be in one troop. I was a Brownie for a little bit and then a Girl Scout, but because they moved, they were working. They couldn't take me to the meetings or whatever. At the time, though, I remember we were learning a lot of home ec sort of things. You know, I was like, why can't I be with the boys? I want to do the Boy Scouts because they're learning the cool stuff. They're learning how to make fires and survival, and we were learning how to weave, and I don't know. That was in the 70s and 80s. So it was, I didn't find Girl Scouts that fun, and then they turned on me. I was, I think I was with one of them. We were in the bathroom, and she's like, why don't we write, you know, dirty words on the bathroom wall? And I was like, okay, I guess that sounds fun. So she talks me into doing it, and then the older Girl Scouts come in, and they told on us. So, you know, sisterhood my foot. So it didn't work out for me, but I've been a fan. I think they're wonderful. It didn't work out for me, and I never got to, be in that part of that community. But, I mean, people are like, where's my Girl Scout cookies? Why are the Girl Scout cookies cost coming up? What, you don't have the s'mores? I mean, cut them some slack. I mean, I buy Girl Scout cookies to support them, but I don't really like I've never been a big fan of Girl Scout cookies. I really like, chocolate chip and Hotel House and things like that. And now that I have to watch my sugar, I don't eat them. But yeah, if there's a Girl Scout that's selling them, I'll buy them. But apparently people are getting grumpy because of delays, because of, lack of their flavors. What are you guys doing? And I get that this country has been starting to transform into something that seems to be where everything is political. And I don't remember the Girl Scouts, teaching you to hate men or anything like that. These girls aren't being, coaxed or nurtured, or designed to be, anti-man, sexist. They're not, these are women learning about leadership, empowerment, group, community. I think it's fantastic, just like the Boy Scouts. But the Boy Scouts have gotten demolished because of, accusations of sexual harassment, assault, and things like that. While they're going through those issues, The Girl Scouts, sadly, are also getting caught in the crossfire. And now people look at them as a front for Planned Parenthood. I don't know where that came from. And again, you know, school me if I'm wrong, but, where are we going from here? And, you know, already these girls are facing dangers because they can't really go door to door. They used to go door to door to sell cookies. Well, that's dangerous now because people abduct and, you know, then they do bad things. So now what they do is they will sell, I'll see them at a table at the grocery store. And it's a tough position for them, too, because somebody's running out of the store. And they're off to the side. So they go, excuse me. Well, people are starting to be trained now to not talk to a homeless person because they could stab them or talk to a stranger. So you have this kind of anti-stranger. So when you hear a girl or a preteen say, excuse me, ma'am, most people don't look. Now, me, I'm aware. I see them coming in, so I know they're going to be there coming out. I'll say hi, whatever. But a lot of people, they're rude. And you know, they're like, excuse me, and, you know, and it's a real tough position that a lot of these scouts are in. And, you know, the main thing I want to say is don't be flipping stupid, people, you know. So the scouts are anywhere from 5 to 16 years old. They have now been subject to a litany of grievances from customers. Oh, apparently also people don't like the fact that there's palm oil. Apparently palm oil in the cookies. I don't know about this, but I guess palm oil is very controversial because of the deforestation. Now, how is a Girl Scout supposed to know that? They're told to sell the cookies, so they sell the cookies. I don't know. And so, just cut them some slack. It stinks because I don't want to see anything happen to the Girl Scouts. I don't want to see the Boy Scouts dissolved. Boys loved learning, you know, how to do things. There are going to be changes because now that we're being gender neutral, there's not going to be a Boy Scout and Girl Scout, which I have to admit, I hated what I learned at Girl Scouts and I wanted to learn what they learned at Boy Scouts. I mean, I think we all need to learn survival skills. I think we all need to learn how to camp, hike, what to do if you're stranded, group leadership, things like that. I understand, girls will be with the girls, boys will be with the boys, and there's supposed to be safety issues. But if we are moving towards gender neutral and not delineating somebody by their sex, I wonder if it's just going to be called the Scouts. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. But please don't be a jerk to any Boy Scout, Girl Scout. What the hell are you guys thinking? 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a Texas judge has granted ACLU a request for a temporary restraining order on a child abuse investigation of a trans child and her parents. Have you guys been following this case? All right, this is interesting. So a district court judge in Travis County, Texas, has granted a temporary restraining order to prevent the state from performing a child abuse investigation on a family seeking gender-affirming health care for their transgender child. The ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union of Texas, and the LGBTQ civil rights organization Lambda Legal filed a lawsuit Tuesday on behalf of the parents of a transgender girl. The child's mother, an employee of the state's Department of Family and Protective Services, has been suspended from her job because of last week's legal opinion by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, saying gender-affirming treatments and procedures for transgender children can constitute a form of child abuse. Paxton's legal opinion prompted Governor Greg Abbott to instruct DFPS Commissioner James Masters to conduct a prompt and thorough investigation of any reported instances of these abusive procedures in the state of Texas. Judge Amy Clark Meekum wrote in an order that the family named as plaintiffs in the lawsuit will suffer irreparable injury unless the defendants, Abbott and DFPS Commissioner Jamie Masters, are restrained from investigating families of transgender children. Without the temporary restraining order, Meekum wrote that the plaintiffs, Jane Doe and Mary Doe, would face the imminent and ongoing deprivation of their constitutional rights, the potential loss of necessary medical care, and the stigma attached to being the subject of an unfounded child abuse investigation. Additionally, Meekum wrote that if Jane Doe, a DFPS employee, were placed on a child abuse registry as a result of the investigation, she could lose the ability to practice her profession, and both Jane and John Doe could lose their ability to work with minors and volunteer in their community. So, wow. Wow. So, this is surrounding a 16-year-old transgender girl who has been diagnosed with gender dysphoria. Now, gender dysphoria, they say, is psychological distress that results when a person's gender identity and sex assigned at birth do not align. This is according to American Psychiatric Association. Jane Doe, and of course these are names that are not their names, an employee of DFPS, asked her employer to clarify how the governor's order would affect the agency's policy. She was then placed on leave because she has a transgender daughter with a medical need for treatment of gender dysphoria. Now, Jane Doe is on leave pending the results. But this leaves a lot of questions on what the hell is going on here, okay? Let me see if we could... I'm not sure if they are moving towards the child having their penis removed and plastic surgery and hormones and the transformation. And I'm not sure if that, because I know some of you are like, where are they getting child abuse? Because, I mean, you know, so many of us have family members who are gay, lesbian, LGBTQ+, you know, transgender, or kind of, you know, confused about what they should do and what they want their identity to be. And so a parent seeking treatment and guidance and counseling, I mean, should not be accused of abuse. If what they're discussing, though, is letting the child move forward with removing body parts, that could start to get then a little, I guess, challenging in terms of ethics and in terms of legality. And it's going to be, I mean, I know it seems like, you know, every day we hear of you know, some issue in terms of, you know, the legalities or in sports and all that. And I guess, and I've told you guys, the LGBTQ spectrum is a lot more prevalent than one would think, just like heterosexuality is a spectrum. There's many heterosexuals that will have LGBTQ experiences. And so the old days of saying, well, you know, if you're not straight, you're gay. That's not, it's a spectrum. And one concern I have in terms of the teenage population is there might be a misunderstanding of what somebody who wants it. There's also a spectrum of being transgender. And people think, well, okay, if you're transgender, then that means if you want to be a transgender girl, that means you're a boy, and you do not want any remnant of your being a boy on your body as you become a girl. And that's not always the case. There's many transgenders that do want to keep their testicles, that do want to keep their penis. And then there's some that don't. And so how do you know if you have a child that wants to remove those body parts? When or suppress puberty? There's a lot of debate on if you do have a child who's transgender, to not let them go through puberty, the hair growth, the follicle distribution, the testosterone pulses, don't let them go through that. Some medical experts and public officials are saying to intervene before puberty. But what that means then is that child is making a decision at the age of 10, at the age of 11. And then how do they know? And so there's a debate on who protects the child. You know, if a parent is, okay, you know, if you think you identify as a girl, we need to make sure your testicles don't, you know, drop or, well, I mean, they drop, but, you know, that could be an issue because there are people that are LGBTQ that may vary in the spectrum. You might have a transgender individual that still wants to father a child. So do you remove that ability from a 10, 11-year-old kid? It's a tough discussion. I mean, it is. This is not easy. It's much easier to transition when you're not... I mean, I'm double D. That's got to be a five-day surgery to try to, you know, flatten my chest. It would be easier before breast development if somebody does not want to become, you know, a woman and would prefer to live the life as a male. But what if that person does want to later carry a baby? So how do you decide what you do? Now, you know, up until recently, it's, okay, well, if you decide as an adult, then we'll go through all the transformation. But it got expensive. Remember, certain states said the state would have to pay if somebody wanted to transition in the jail system. And they found out that got pretty expensive. The hormones, the cosmetic surgery. So other people said, well, wouldn't this be easier if we could, you know, head it off at the pass at puberty? But that means somebody is making a decision for that child early on. And how does a child know what they're going to want years from now? As we've seen with Anne Heck. Anne Heck was with, I believe, Ellen DeGeneres. I think she was with a man. I think she was married. Then she was with Ellen DeGeneres. Then I think she married a man. You are allowed to, in life, choose your partner. Especially in America, thank God. We have that freedom. So if it's very common for people to change who they want to be with, then why are we assuming a transgender will want that decision they make now to be the one for life? So, I mean, what if somebody can't handle the hormones and they're feeling miserable and they're like, I just can't do this. No, it's painful. I mean, trust me, being a woman is not easy. The hormones are miserable. So I don't know what the answer is. It is easier to transition if you don't have all the mature sexual characteristics. But I just don't know how a preteen can make that decision for life at that age and not have the ability to change their mind. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia appears to be stepping up its death and destruction campaign in Ukraine. Over 1 million refugees have now fled the invaded country. Member of Parliament of the United Kingdom, Damian Hines, on Sky News Thursday morning.
These families, mothers, children who have had these extraordinarily difficult journeys in the most horrible circumstances. And look, our country is absolutely stepping up to the plate, as other friends and neighbours across Europe are doing, to make sure that in this time of their greatest need, we are there for the Ukrainian people.
The International Paralympic Committee announced Thursday it will block athletes from Russia and Belarus from the Beijing 2022 Paralympic Games due to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The games start Friday. The January 6th Select Committee says it has evidence former President Trump may have engaged in criminal acts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. This is the first time a potential criminal case against Trump has been announced. USA Radio News. The Federal Reserve is expected to raise interest rates on the money banks pay for their money.
And even higher interest rates are on the way, as Fed Chair Jerome Powell said he supports a traditional quarter point increase in the Federal Reserve's benchmark short-term interest rate rather than a larger increase at this time that some policymakers are proposing. However, Powell did open the door to a bigger hike in the event that inflation, which has reached a four-decade high, doesn't noticeably decline by the end of the year. The Fed Chair also cautioned that the economic consequences of Russia's invasion of Ukraine may affect the Fed's policies. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Reuters is reporting Chinese and Russian cooperation includes when to start the war in Ukraine. China urged Russia to delay the invasion of Ukraine until the conclusion of the Winter Olympics in Beijing. Senior Chinese officials made the request in early February after Washington informed Beijing of the Russian troop buildup. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Russians are coming, and the Russians are coming to America. So we have a situation such that people that do not support the war are tired of living under the oppressive thumb of Putin, trying to get the hell out of Russia. They've been doing it for a while, such that they've been able to get to Mexico and then come to our border through Mexico. Now, we're being told they're doing everything by the book, if they can, going up to border guards to ask for asylum. We have to assume that if there are conduits for there to be illegal immigration, those are possibly being used too. These are people fleeing and never wanting to come back. And it's understandable that they would come to America. I mean, me being a daughter of an immigrant, you know, I get it. I'm very, very grateful for America having the immigration policy that they do. But it is something that we do need to be prepared for. So just to kind of get you guys up to date on what's going on, many Russians are fleeing, you know, not only the persecution, but remember, they're being conscripted into the military. They don't want to kill Ukrainians, a lot of them. And so, you know how in Ukraine, many of the men 18 to 65 have been asked to stay and fight. A lot of them will do it anyway. I mean, they're like, look, here, I'm taking my family to the border. Trust me, I'm coming back to defend my homeland, which is scary because, you know, I mean, who knows what could happen to them, but it's heartwarming to see such patriotism, such a love for their country. But Russia has something similar. You know, they are embarking on something that could turn into World War III, and they are going to need to amass the troops. And if they don't have the ability to, envelop and then engage other countries' troops and absorb them into their own, then they have to use, you know, who they have. And people are leaving. In fact, you know, I was talking to, you know, some people about this. These Russian soldiers, you know, why haven't more of them defected or left? And I think the reason why is their family is going to be held hostage. Anybody who, I'm assuming, who would leave the military and would try to, you know, I guess, you know, join the other side or escape, what happens to their family left behind? So I think there's a lot of people in that army that don't want to be, but they're forced. And they're stuck. Sadly, though, that doesn't make an army any less deadly, as we've seen with the Nazi soldiers. I'm sure many of those soldiers did not want to be there and did not want to do the horrific things that they did. But if they didn't, they were shot and killed, and their family was killed. It's a horrible situation. It is so bad. You know, and, you know, I think to myself, you know, I think to myself, if somebody told me to do something, you know, horrific to somebody else, I'd be like, go blank yourself, blah, 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 you know, but I mean, my first and foremost probably duty would be to make sure I get anybody associated with me, friends and family, out of that country first so that I can give them the finger. But if people can't get out, then they're stuck. And so that's how Russia can still maintain and amass such a vicious military. So thousands of Russians, we're not even talking about the millions of Ukrainians fleeing. We have thousands of Russians fleeing the conscription and the political persecution. And so they are trying to claim asylum on the U.S., but they're coming through Mexico. Now, they say the first 2 months of 2022 alone, Daily Mail says 5,984 Russians sought asylum compared to 3,800 in all of 2021. As a result, Russians are now overtaking Latin America, South America, as the number one nationality seeking help at refugee shelters at the San Diego Rapid Response Network. So not only do we need to be there for Ukrainians, but we also need to be there for Russians. It's going to be a little, though challenging, very challenging, because are some of these people spies? Are some of them pretending to be refugees so they could get in? You know, if you are an enemy, such as Russia, and you are now being sequestered economically, militarily, in one part of the world, and you want to gain control in other parts of the world, you're going to want to try to find ways for people to go in. And what is one of the easiest ways for somebody to get into our country? Being an immigrant, being a refugee. And so that was a concern we had with Afghanistan. How many of those Afghanistan refugees, those 124,000, how many of them were truly, you know, refugees, and how many of them were Taliban saying, look, okay, you're going undercover? And even if it was a Taliban, did with Afghanistan, did they take a gentleman and say, look, I got your wife and kids. So you go to America, and you do exactly what we say. Say you're a refugee, but you do exactly what we say, or they send the wife. And then the family is held back at knife point, gun point, and now they have somebody on the inside. So this really puts our border security in a very tight spot in those doing the screening and the vetting. Because we have such a big country, our borders are already overwhelmed, and we've been dealing with, you know, already, you know, the crisis and, you know, the lack of a wall and cartels and all sorts of things going on already with our southern border. Then we have Afghanistan refugees and Ukrainian, and now we have Russian asylum seekers. So they say last week Putin's forces, as we know, invaded Ukraine, but Russians top the list of nationalities seeking help in the U.S. Cubans and Armenians are coming also. So apparently they go through Mexico because it's one of the few countries that allow them visa-free travel. Then what happens is they make their way to Tijuana, and then they could get to our San Diego Border Patrol help. And then they cross the U.S. via the San Ysidro and Otay Mesa ports of entry, and they go right up to the border guards and request asylum. And then, you know, we take them in, and we, you know, it's kind of what we do. So, you know, this is a very, very frightening time. And, you know, for those of you that think, oh, no, you know, this is not, you know, what's happening in Ukraine and Russia doesn't affect us, so we shouldn't get involved. We are involved. What the reason why some of us are kind of, you know, bringing up, gosh, this is a world conflict, you know, maybe not World War III escalation, but it could go there, is because these conflicts do draw us in. You know, you might have villages having skirmishes or cartels that have turf wars, and there might be some, you know, effect that we might see in terms of drugs or in terms of security or in terms of travel. But this conflict with Ukraine and Russia is now affecting supply chain. It's affecting fuel. It's affecting our immigration status. It's affecting our national security. It's affecting our economy. And that's how we start getting drawn in. And there's going to be one country that says, I can't take it anymore. We're going to help stop them. And then Russia's going to bring in their, you know, their help from their allies. And we talked about how maybe Iran, Syria might help them. So, and then China. In fact, as many of us suspected, I guess Russia, China had asked Russia to hold off until, you know, the Olympics were done and over with, which is why, you know, there was all this buildup, and we're like, what's he waiting for? Well, then he was waiting for the Olympics. Although now Russia is not, and Belarus, they are not allowed to compete in the Paralympics. So, this is something that, you know, it is affecting us. You know, for people that just don't have an opinion on the matter, I get it. I get it. But we're going to have to make some decisions soon. And I really hope we're vetting who's coming over. Because if Putin is as savvy as people say he is, he's sending people over to America now, if not already. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I think, you know, you and I might be breathing a sigh of relief. Our hospitalizations are going down. Most of us got Omicron, and luckily we got through. Most of us have had our vaccines. A good number of us got boosters, not a lot of us, a lot of booster hesitancy. But most of us are vaccinated. And so, you know, hopefully we can move on from our lives, of course, until, you know, the war started, and now it'll be interesting what happens with that. But Japanese researchers are saying, not yet. We're not out of the woods. And this isn't about headlines. Apparently, Japanese scientists are saying that the Omicron strain of COVID is 40% more lethal than seasonal flu. Now, many of you had asked, you know, why are we panicking with kids and COVID? You know, the flu kills more kids. Actually, COVID did. COVID still caused more deaths in kids than flu. And so I don't want to admit it. I want to say COVID's weaker. In some, it's weaker. But overall, no. And interestingly, Japan has a say in this, because while our numbers are going down, their numbers are soaring. They just had another 71,000 cases reported today, 232 deaths. Mexico has a bunch of cases, Indonesia, Netherlands, another 60,000 cases. What the heck's going on? Russia has reported another 93,000 cases. They've had them over, you know, like 100 plus. I'm not exactly sure if we could trust the numbers, especially with everything going on in Russia. But their numbers have gone up, their deaths. They've reported another 781 deaths due to COVID. So, okay, Omicron should have already gone through the world. Why are we still having these spikes? Overall, we're doing better globally, but nope, we're not out of the woods yet. I wish we were. God, I wish we were. Australia now, 35,000 new cases, another 47 deaths tallied right now. I don't get it. But it's because maybe this Omicron strain, which I don't want to believe, is not as benign as we think, or it's changing, or it's the baby Omicron. So the global COVID death toll has now passed 5.9 million. According to Johns Hopkins, we're at 5.972661. So 5.9 million. Infections have continued past 440 million. In America, we're at about 979,000 deaths. And they say Omicron is now 40% more lethal than seasonal flu. They say rates of anxiety and depression have also risen about 25% worldwide in the first year of COVID, another indication of the widespread harm of mental health inflicted by the pandemic, and young people were at the greatest increased risk of suicide, self-harm. Women bore the brunt of the emotional and psychological burden. People with chronic conditions like asthma and cancer were also more likely to develop symptoms of mental disorders during the outbreak. So, you know, Greece is going to end their mask mandates in outdoor spaces. Australia has opened up to vaccinated tourists. They've had some of the more stricter travel, limitations. Hong Kong, though, and China still have closed borders and strict quarantine regimens. New Zealand also has a hard border, they call it, but it is open to Australians. Later to all other tourists by October. They say in Hong Kong, just 15% of elderly residents in Hong Kong's care homes are fully vaccinated. Alright? That's about one-sixth the coverage in the U.S. The vaccination rate for seniors in the city is higher, so still not sure why they have so many issues with some of their more vulnerable populations. Malaysia and Indonesia had a huge spike in February. They think that they have gone through the peak. So China's going to still have a zero-tolerance approach. They just had the Beijing Olympics, so my guess is they're going to also still be dealing with a little spike. I want this to be done as quickly as possible and not have to think about it. But it is interesting that Omicron was still more lethal than flu, because flu's bad. Flu scares me. That's why I get the flu shot every year. And a lot of people think the same thing. They say, well, you know what, I'm more scared of flu than COVID. Maybe we do need to be more scared of COVID than flu. I mean, that's why I got vaccinated. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know how vaping could spike your risk of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke? Well, looks like it can also spike blood sugar and diabetes. They say frequent vaping has been now found to increase high blood sugar. Could actually cause prediabetes. and could then lead to full-blown diabetes. This is a study published in American Journal of Preventive Medicine. They say our study demonstrated a clear association of prediabetes risk with the use of e-cigs. With both e-cig use and the prevalence of prediabetes dramatically on the rise, they say our discovery that e-cigs carry similar risk with respect to diabetes, and the cigarettes, regular cigarettes also increase one's risk. They want people to know. So they looked at e-cigs and how it linked with 200 health issues, including osteopenia, brittle bones, erectile dysfunction, eating disorders. And they found that when they looked at health data from over 600,000 people across the U.S., more than 9% of whom were current e-cigs, they found those who are teens, 20-somethings, young people, are 22% more likely to get prediabetes. Now, regular cigarettes, 40%. So, yeah, that's kind of, that's not good. So, nicotine could spike the blood sugar levels. Maybe it's because, you know, maybe they're eating more. Maybe it's the flavors. Maybe, you know, the strawberry kiwi sounds good. I've never vaped, so I don't know how tasty it is. My guess is not that tasty. There's just that, you know, mild sense of it. But maybe it affects your insulin, so we still need to know why, but it's you know, concerning. I think Joy Behar fell on The View. Sadly, she fell while on air. She's 79 years old. She was walking, I guess, out on stage, and then she fell while reaching her seat. They say she face-planted, but she looked good. She was able to get up, and Sarah Haynes and Sunny Hostin helped her, and they got her back up. Whoopi Goldberg, was there as well, and then, yeah. But it blows my mind she's 79 years old. I don't agree with a lot of what she says, but, man, she, you know, has I just want to have that sort of spunk. I feel like I'm starting to peter out, you know, and I still got a ways to go. But anyway, not a good sign. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the ratings of the State of the Union. I watched it. I watched the State of the Union. They say 38 million Americans did. But this is the lowest viewing figures for a Commander-in-Chief's first State of the Union in at least 30 years. According to Nielsen Media Research, approximately 27.4 million households watched his address on 16 different networks. But Donald Trump, he got 45 million viewers. He garnered a higher rating. In 2010, 48 million Americans watched Barack Obama. 51 million Americans watched George Bush. Huh. People don't like the State of the Union. It's not as exciting. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, Free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.